Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance of every single week.
My grievance is sort of with myself because I'm not very good at constructing things and I'm not very good at moving things, and all of those things need to be done right now. So I went yesterday and tried to do some work on the house. And I have been in pain for 48 hours because of my failed and feeble attempt to
recognize your age,
recognize my age and do things, you know, that at age 51 has more of an impact on my body than it would have at age 20 or 30 or maybe even 40.
1 week in, are we missing the loft life already?
Sam. I should not lay mulch in the way that I was doing it without stretching. I did not realize stretching was a part of gardening, but apparently it is.
I don't think stretching would have helped. Okay. I think you were destined for this pain because you're 51.
Now a consumer of Icy Hot.
913-586.
Second grievance.
You get a discount with your AARP card.
Yeah, you do. 913-586-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's roll. Tristan in North Kansas City, you are first in. You are first up. Hello, Tristan.
Thank you for taking my call on this miserable, miserable day. My grievance is, for all you well-wishers that were so happy to see summer come back, how dare you wish that evil orange orb on my red-headed pale skin?
You're not a fan of summer, Tristan.
No. I get sunburned so bad. I have scars on my shoulders when I was 7 and got a really bad sunburn.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So curse that evil orb.
Okay, all right, buddy, and thank you for not dropping that S bomb you almost dropped. Scott in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. Oh, first I want to let you guys know that NBC is showing Jaws tonight at 7 o'clock.
It's a 3-hour special. I'm aware, Scott. Yeah. I will be watching it twice.
All right. All right, and also I just want to have an update on one of my previous grievances. I was the one that called in about the shred wheat. So the one chain had the sale again, and I drove up to Smithville, and they did have it as part of the deal, so I was able to get that. And no, Scott, I'm not in need of more fiber, as what, like, you made that joke about me when I called in.
Sorry about that.
All right, so for my grievance is people that, like, you know, especially the left turn lane, because you usually don't get the full, you know, time to go through. People that, like, crawl through and they, like, sit there, wait forever, you know, even though the other car in front of them is moving. It's like I can envision the little, you know, hamster wheel in their head moving. They're like, oh, I guess I should go now. And then they finally go, and then they, like, you know, crawl, and, like, you know, you almost miss the light, and, you know, the left turn lane light and everything. So I guess that's all for it. Thank you.
Scott, okay. Thanks. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Make sure you get your fiber partner.
Scott.
Kevin in Parkville. Kevin, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, my everyday companions.
Oh, thank you.
Fiber is important. I can vouch for that. Hey, I texted yesterday. I just thought we should kind of stop coddling people that want us to hold news about a game because they're recording it.
I
enjoy talking about the game. I listen to it on the radio. I wanted to hear Dana talk about the rookie home run and the great long home run afterwards.
Kevin,
where do we draw the line?
Kevin,
someone that wants to watch the TV news at 5:30, don't tell them the news either.
Great point.
But I do believe you meant home runs, plural, because that's what he did. And he is back in the lineup tonight. Of course he is.
And you're going to have to either watch that or Jaws. Oh, no.
Oh, I know, right? What am I going to do?
I'll tell you what happened.
Well, I'll tell you what happens in Jaws. Everybody dies.
Kevin,
yeah, I was in high school. I met my, I was the first date with my long-term girlfriend that night. I was in high school. It was a pretty good movie to see on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kevin, you bring up a really, really good point. And yesterday when the game was on and the Royals were doing well and Cags was hitting home runs and people were writing in on the text line, don't give us a score, we're recording the game at home. And Kevin's point was, well, what should you guys do? Not deliver the news if there's a breaking news story? If the United States bombs Iran, should we not talk about it? Because somebody is going to get home at 5:30 and turn on the ABC Nightly News with David Muir? I think we're going to reverse this policy. We will give the score.
Did you just compare bombing Iran to going yard?
Yeah, let's please not go there. And can we please stop saying going yard and
no.
Can of corn?
I was comparing.
I'm going to ban those phrases on this show.
I was comparing bombing Iran with Cags bombing that ball out of the ballpark.
Right. Okay. And we're not going to do that. But the going yard, we're done going yard.
What about a can of corn?
No, we are not talking about cans
yard.
Of corn, and we are not going yard.
What is a can of corn?
It is a can of corn.
If I may.
Yes.
If we're going back to the list of banned phrases, we did have a submission earlier today.
Oh, is there
a
new
text
one?
Line.
Okay.
If I may.
That's me.
I know. You say it all the time.
Oh.
If I may.
I thought you were saying, if I may, I'm going to tell what it what I was waiting for you to
I
say what it was.
I used that ironically as my entrance to this topic.
You did?
Yes. If
Scott does say if I may, and he does say if I'm not mistaken, but you've worked on that as
I've
we
tried.
Have all worked on. I didn't have that on my bingo card. We're now saying, well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. An oldie but a goodie. I can only work on one annoying phrase at a time. I worked for a very long time on forward.
And tournament.
And tournament.
Yeah.
So give me time, guys. I can only do one at a time. So, if I may, let's get back to the calls. Carolyn in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
Hey, this is my first time calling, but longtime listener. So, appreciate you guys so much and what you do.
Well, thank you.
And
we're
I'm
happy to do
it. I'm starting my evening walk so that we can get home to watch Wheel.
Yeah.
Amen to that. America's game.
Anyway, my grievance for this day is we are out walking, my husband and I, this evening, and I am tired of watching 6- and 7-year-old kids drive golf carts, but don't follow the stop signs.
6- and 7-year-old kids should not be driving golf carts at under any circumstance.
Absolutely. 100% agree, Dana. And it's like...
Uh-oh. Well, Carolyn, we got you, but we lost you.
It scares me to death.
Be safe and have a great weekend. Marty in Lawrence. Hello, Marty.
Hey, how you guys doing? Long-time listener and love all three of y'all.
Thank you.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Well, if I may, I just have...
You may.
It's almost like a public service announcement. When did Home Depot become the place where you're allowed to bring your dog and just walk around and, you know, mosey around? I know there's guys in there that have to get work done, like electricians like me.
Yeah.
But I've got to wait for you for your dog, and then the tenant's got to go get you a treat while we're all waiting to check out.
You know,
I can't tell you, if I may, it really drives me crazy. And I mean, I'd rather him just write a check, for good God. I mean, it would take half the time for me to step over your dog and for me to write a check. Hey, I love y'all. Y'all take care.
Okay,
it's a great grievance. And certainly in the grocery store, I fail to understand why this has become allowable.
I get it at PetSmart.
Of course, at PetSmart.
That doesn't bother me at all when I go into PetSmart and I haven't.
Or dog-friendly patios where they've got a little bowl of water and the dog's just laying down, minding his own business.
But why you need to take your dog everywhere you go, I'm with you. I don't get it, Marty. I really don't get it. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen, gang, if nothing, we are creatures of habit on this show. We know it. We admit it. Everybody's writing in now with the words they want banned on the show. Among them is bye.
Not happening.
Another is run, do not walk.
Not happening.
And another is they want the word adjacent banned from the show as well.
With regard to the buy, I did have somebody hit me up on social media a couple of weeks ago, and they were aggressively demanding a revote. Because you remember, like 6 months ago, we had a vote on the text line, keep the buy or dump the buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were demanding a revote. And I told them how that vote would turn out.
Look.
We're keeping the buy.
We have to keep it. And you know why? Little kids who listen to this show love it. And there have been times listeners will send us videos of the little kids and they do this with mom and dad. They all do it together in the car. It's darling. It's harmless.
Bye.
We were making fun of Vanna White. That is where it started. But
so why do you want to take the joy away from a little kid?
Joy killer.
Let's go to Zach in Gardner. Zach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are dealing with this, but whenever I go to a fast food restaurant anymore, and even if I'm getting more than one, or, you know, if I get more than one drink, I never get a cup holder handed to me. I always have to ask for a cup holder now.
The carrier, the drink carrier.
Yeah, the drink carrier. It's like, I'm not going to make trips back to my car to get the drinks. Just get the drink carrier for me and hand it over, please. I don't know why nobody's doing it anymore. I got to ask for it.
That's a great point.
Drives me nuts.
Right on. All right, Zach. Hey, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Tom in Kansas City. Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I can't believe that you haven't brought this up. My grievance is now when you're watching movies or a series and the person holds a cell phone out, and they expect you to read the text.
This is a great grievance, Tom.
I love this.
This is a great grievance. Every time I have watched a series or a movie on my television, you know, or streaming or whatever, and it's only in the newer series or movies where somebody gets a text and they look at the text. Every time, I think there's something wrong with me, and I say to T, I go, what does it say? She goes, I don't know. I can't read it either.
This is why you need closed captioning.
And a lot of times the closed captioning doesn't follow the text on the telephone.
Well, they need to add it.
Tom, that is a great grievance and a very original one.
Okay, now here's another one. I got to give kudos to this new gentleman by the name of Bill Brooks. I just love that man's voice.
Oh, Bill Brooks from Buckner.
Yeah, I got to give him gratitude.
Okay. All right, Tom. I'm sure Bill Brooks says thank you.
And Tom, remember, Buckner's is better.
It is better. Sandra in Olathe. Hello, Sandra.
Hey, this is kind of a safety. It's a grievance, but kind of a safety announcement, too. I, especially this summer, are seeing tons and tons of kids out on those motorized scooters on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And they are just flying. And I saw the other day with a older brother with his younger sister on the front. They're riding them doubles. They don't have helmets on. I mean, parents, I think they need to have a law with these kids that are riding them, at least helmets, because they're motorized. They're flying. I don't know how fast they go, but I'm just afraid it's going to take a death before they do any laws or regulation or whatever. But I hope parents are listening, because especially this summer, I'm just seeing tons of them out.
Yep. Well, I hope you're wrong on what it would take to change it, but I know.
I am too, but yeah. It just seems like something bad has to happen before sometimes we get changed. And I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
The show is yours. Nicole in North Kansas City. Hello.
Yes, sure. Number one grievance is with myself. I was on a month ago, and I was so nervous. I didn't get to tell you guys how much my brother Dino in Smithville and I love your show.
Aww. Well, tell Dino we said hello, and thank you for kind words.
Okay. You betcha. Number two is I dislike when there is a food wrapper in a restroom trash can. Like, I don't want to be going number one or number two and see a Hy-Vee rotisserie chicken thing over there. Like, why do you bring food into a bathroom?
Especially a chicken.
Well, it's happened. Like, why is that in there?
They were done eating it?
Okay, well.
Rotisserie chickens do not belong in the bathroom, Scott. That's disgusting.
No, I don't think Snicker bar wrappers. No, nothing. Food, it weirds me out. It's not that peeve.
There's a joke here, Nicole, and I'm going to pass on it.
We're good.
But it involves the Snickers, and Sam and I have the same joke, and
we're good.
We're going to let that one slide.
You know they say not to where you eat, but they never say not to eat where you...
Okay, great.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you. Eric in Overland Park. Hello, Eric.
Good chat. Hey, hi, Eric. Yes.
I love your show.
Thank you. It's yours.
What I have agreements about is people that drive down the road with their dogs and their lap, and you know, leaning out the driver window, you know, I mean, if they got a head-on accident, you know, that dog would be powder, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, with the airbag and everything, it's just terrible.
Have you ever noticed that the dog, more likely than not, if it's not a Chihuahua, it's a Bichon? The little white fluffy dogs that look like Q-tips.
It tends to be, yes.
Yes, and it's just. You know, these are dogs that cannot, they have separation anxiety, you know, I mean, and they just have to sit in their lap.
Oh, they're going to have separation anxiety when they get in a wreck, because the dog's going to be over there and you're still over here.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Eric.
I've seen the gigantic dog, like think black lab on a lap while someone's driving. And I'm like, how?
That's dumb.
That, what are you doing?
That is a death wish.
You know, I
for the dog and the driver.
I always see dogs like, you know, with their head out the window and everything. I think that's really cute and funny. Now, granted, you get into a wreck and that dog's decapitated and dead. Stella would never do that. When I would put her in the car, we were going to the park or if we were going to a vet appointment or something, she would just get in the back seat and lay down.
Yeah.
She never stuck her head out the window once.
Barb is not allowed to have the window that far open. Because if she does, she's going to go full Odie.
Oh.
Is he now a verb?
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Full Odie. David in South Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hi. I'll make it quick since you're having a break. I have a gratitude. My son and I went to a panel discussion and screening of The Sandlot because it's a... I think 30th anniversary of it or whatever, which is crazy. But anyway, we were sitting right behind the VIP section, and the thing was over. We were getting up, and the gentleman with his uncle and nephew, the uncle without even just nothing said, nothing prompted said, asked my son or asked me out of the blue, does your son want to use my VIP pass to meet the guest?
Oh, wow.
And it was nothing prompted. And it was, my son's a big baseball fan. He's come to love The Sandlot as a movie. And so it was just a really big deal for him to be able to take the picture. And it was just a completely, it was nothing that needed to be done. And it was just, we would have done it, except his dad is just too cheap to buy the VIP ticket. And he made a memory for a kid.
I love it.
That's beautiful, David.
David, I love that story. Thank you, man.
Thank you, David.
All right, be safe, be well. All right, telephone number is 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oops.
All right, let's get to some more grievances. Tori in KCK. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
First, I just want to say when either of the three of you are missing, you're really missed.
Thank you.
Also, maybe last week or a couple of weeks ago, you had a discussion of members of groups that had left singing groups and had done very well. And I don't remember you all bringing up Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, and Chaka Khan.
Who was Chaka Khan in before she left?
She was with Rufus.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And although those groups did very well with them, those individuals did very well after they left.
Okay. That's good, Tori.
All right. So you learned something new today.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to have that song in my head all weekend now. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Dun, dun.
What?
All
continue
weekend long. I feel for you. I think I love you.
What's the next line?
Chaka Khan.
No.
Chaka Khan.
I feel for you. I think I love you. Let's go to Dakota in Independence. Hello.
Hey, love the show. Call in a lot.
Thank you.
My grievance is that a certain red and yellow colored scheme industry for food restaurant does not give you enough sauces per 20 nuggets. You get two, and then they want to charge you like 50 cents per extra sauce. And I have a theory on that.
Please.
There was a show called Rick and Morty that came out with the sauce again from when Mulan first got into theaters called the Szechuan sauce.
Okay.
People started hoarding it and selling it on eBay. So then they saw the money in it, and now they charge you 50 cents an extra container of sauce.
Wow.
Really? They're charging for the sauce?
Yeah. Like, two...
That's un-American.
...of ranch is not enough for 20 nuggets. Like, I need more.
Amen. All right, man. Dana, would you care to tell me who wrote I Feel For You?
Is it Prince?
Off his self-titled album. Came out in 1979. Tom in St. Louis. Tom, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My grievance is when you have to go to the bathroom, I don't care if it's a restaurant, gas station, single-ply toilet paper.
Yep. Mm. It's disgusting.
I'm not requesting dude wipes here, but what's wrong with two-ply? Can't you people just put two-ply in the bathroom instead of using a half a roll?
It's more expensive.
By the way, Tom, I love the Harry Higgs drop, and I love me some dude wipes. Thank you for it.
Actually, it's kind of funny because my boss's birthday was Wednesday and I was out of town, but for his birthday, I sent him 1,000 dude wipes.
Yeah.
Extra large.
What's a dude wipe?
It's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah.
The name says it all.
Well, and look at the commercial. Google the commercial. It's hilarious. It is. Can't you guys, what you're charging for, whatever it is, as much as you charge, can't you buy two-ply toilet paper? That's my grievance.
Okay, dude wipes are extra large, flushable, wet wipes.
Yes.
And they are not flushable.
AI says they are.
Repped by local PGA great Harry Higgs. When you look at him on the tour, Scott, his shirt says, dude wipes.
Wow.
And there's no one better to rep that product.
I've never used them, but I'm not looking for them. I'm just looking for two-ply toilet paper. That's all.
Yeah. All right, man.
Three squares? You can't spare three squares?
No, I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
Well, is it two-ply? Because if it's two-ply, I'll take one ply. One ply.
Laura in Kansas City. Hello, Laura.
You guys crack me up.
Oh, thank you. What a compliment.
It is. One of the biggest, it's hard to get me to laugh, grievances that I have are people that don't know where to put blinker fluid in their cars. More people today turning and their blinker doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, it's because they lack the blinker fluid.
I know. I think we need to teach that in at least middle school or high school.
And continuing ed. We need continuing ed.
Yes, we do.
Well, Laura, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for making me laugh.
Have a blessed weekend, you all. Thank you.
You do the same. Take care. Heather, in one part of Shawnee, we're not sure which. Hello, Heather.
Hello. How are you all this Friday?
We're doing well. Are you in Eastern Shawnee or Western Shawnee?
I straddle the line. I'm very close to both. So okay. I like to say Western Shawnee because that's sassier and more important.
Clearly.
So my grievance is last week, my husband and I took a trip to Branson, Missouri to go to this amazing outdoor amphitheater to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Oh, wow.
We had heard that traffic was a little sketchy. Mm-hmm. It was really drawn out. So give us plenty of time. So I'm thinking 2 hours from our little hotel in Branson to go 7 miles would be enough. We were in traffic for 2 hours and 45 minutes before we even got to the parking lot, and then probably another 15, 20 minutes to get to our parking spot.
Heather, I've heard of this.
Yes.
I've heard of this.
What's the name of it? Beaver something?
Yes, the last time they had a big concert, people were furious. They missed the concert.
Yeah. I believe it was a Garth Brooks show. It was the inaugural show. Heather, what is the name of this amphitheater? Is it Beaver something or other?
Can I name it?
Yeah, you can hear, yeah.
Okay, very good. It's the Thunder Ridge Nature Center.
Okay, so I was close with Beaver,
Nature. So I guess my question, and we might bring this up as a topic, why do they keep booking big shows there? They know there's no way in or out, like in a normal fashion to get people in some timely fashion.
Well, the problem is, and Heather, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't been there, but we did this story, it was last year or the year prior when they first opened, and I think it was Garth Brooks who had the first show there ever, and it was just a complete disaster. There's only one road in, and it's a two-lane road. Am I right?
That is correct. I told my husband, today is not the day to be nice. We are passing on the left. I don't care about everybody else on the right side of the road. We are passing them. We're going to be those people today. And if we hadn't, we would be stuck with everybody else, probably still in that lane of traffic trying to get in.
Did you get to see Jelly Roll?
We did. We got to see Jelly Roll, and we got to see the concert. It was great. But the sad thing is they probably could have made a lot more money from us if we had gotten there on time and were in a better mood. By the time we got there, we just wanted to hear the show and then leave.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure this out, Heather, and you bring up a really good point. They're going to need to widen that road to 4 lanes total and then maybe even consider on concert nights making it 4 lanes in one direction.
The thing that we thought was funny was there were 4 Missouri Highway Patrolmen that were just hanging out in their car, not directing traffic, not helping folks along the route. Mm. So we thought that was kind of entertaining. But it'll be a long while before we go there. We will continue to enjoy our great venues here in the KC metro area.
I'm sorry it happened, Heather, but thank you for the heads up for the rest of us.
Shirley in Overland Park. Shirley, hello.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi. I love your show also. I do call on occasion. But I have a grievance today, and I've been meaning to call you. I pick up my daughter-in-law from work on 4 to 5 nights a week. It's different. But I would say 99% of the time when I pick her up from work, on our way home, we experience those people in the, I'm not familiar with the names of the motorcycles, but those little motorcycles that guys drive so fast on the highway.
Crotch rockets.
And then little Honda cars, those type of things where they're like racing. I'm a middle lane driver on the highway, like between 87th and 635, and almost every single night I get passed by some of those people that I guess they're racing. You will hear them coming up behind you, and then you look in your rearview mirror and you see them, and they go by you like, you know, I admit I'd go over the speed limit myself a little, but they have to be going like 100 miles an hour, and it's 4 to 5 nights a week. And I just told my daughter-in-law the other night when I picked her up, and they passed us on both sides at the same time, and we both just cringe. You know, you're thinking you're going to get hit. You're going to get an accident, you know? And I'm thinking if we see it that often, around the same time, every night, you know, Don't police know that? Why don't they hang out over the 75th Street Bridge or something and catch those people?
Well, they have been cracking down, and they have been rounding them up as...
Tell that one story with Johnny that night.
Oh, well, there was one that just split two trucks on the highway. He went right in between his truck and another truck, and he does not know how he did not... The motorcycle rider did not hit one of the mirrors. And then another night, we were leaving Rose Hill Gardens, and there must have been 250 of them flying through there, well, and that was the night of the arrest.
Well, but that was one of the... I think what she's talking about are people racing,
yeah.
And not necessarily... What are those things called?
Sideshows?
Is it sideshows with like 200 motorcycles and ATVs?
No.
They're not all the same?
No. There are very normal motorcycle riders who sometimes act like fools.
That race in between
truck
mirrors?
Not, that's not a sideshow.
He was going 120 miles an hour, he thought.
Yeah, I believe it.
Just this morning, I was trying to take the exit from K7 to 435. It's a right side exit, and I had a motorcycle fly up on my right side. And had I not seen him, he would have died. I mean,
yep.
What are we doing here?
We're donating organs, is what we're doing, Sam.
Not paying attention. Sheila, Sally, and the others, hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's wrap it up. Try to get everybody in before the top of the hour. Sheila in Liberty. Sheila, hello.
Hey, all you groovy people.
Hey.
So I'm driving down the road earlier, and next thing I know, the lady in front of me flicks a cigarette butt out the window. It bounces off my windshield and lands on the hood.
Gross.
That made me so mad. People, if you're going to smoke in your cars, at least carry an ashtray.
Well, you would have to. It would have to be like a cup with water in it or something, because cars don't have ashtrays anymore.
Well, I don't know. They sell them in like the smoke shops and stuff, the portable ones that you can take with you. But don't flick them out the window.
Right on. Okay. All right. Thank
you,
Sheila.
When I was riding my motorcycle every day for 2 years, and I'm not making this up, it's going to sound like I'm making it up, I had one hit me in the neck.
Oh, gross!
I don't think you're making that up.
It was still burning.
Can I tell you something fun and fabulous?
And it was wet.
When we got the house, there was this old school metal patio outdoor set. Remember the old school metal patio sets?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Vintage. It's so vintage that built into the right armrest of the love seat
was an ashtray.
Is an ashtray. And we flip that thing open, and the cigs are still in it.
No way.
There's cigarette butts still in it. I'm like, that is phenomenal. Smoke them
nice.
If you got them.
Yeah, right. Sally in Overland Park. Hello, Sally.
Well, hello. How is everybody?
We are well. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to say, as my mother, who has never been in the car with me during Festivus Friday, and we're driving along, and the man complains about the puppy in the lap of the car, I have a puppy that I take to her, and it is small and white, and I think it's part poodle, part Bichon. We don't really know, but I do. She's on my lap right now, and she is buckled in. That's not why I'm calling, so I am sorry about that. His grievance, I have violated a man. Anyhow, I'm calling. It's kind of a PSA. You know, if your zipper is down, you should take care of the friends and the people and the strangers around you. I started radiation therapy this week, and the cute little baby button that's doing the radiation that I'm going to have to go 20 times for, she didn't say anything. And then the gal in billing, and I'm trying to work all that out, she didn't say anything. And then I go to the post office, and there's this long glass door, and there is my zipper totally down. So then I decided, okay, I think I'm going to black my tooth out and see if she says anything about my now missing tooth the next time I see her. And I have to go 3 times a week. So I did it. I blacked the tooth out. Took some time. I got the electrical tape to stick. And I was like, hey, Nikki. And she goes, oh. And I said, oh, thank God. I mean, you know, you let me walk around with my fly down. She goes, what do you think I do? Look at your crotch? And I'm like, well, maybe you should start.
Wow.
And you got to help a sister out, man. Or a brother out. You know, it's the broccoli and the teeth. It's the zipper down. You just... Or somebody pointed out to me, or what if you accidentally left a price tag on? Or you're a man and they put that weird sticker on the pants that say what size you are. And then, you know what I mean. Anyway, I hope you have a great weekend. But my mom got to hear you guys for
Sally,
the first time. It was awesome.
We love you so much. And you call in anytime you want. And we hope you're doing well, sister.
Pam, we've got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
I got it. This is my complaint. This is my husband's complaint. We are sick and tired of pulling into parking lots and not being able to see the lines. You see the big little spaces that you're supposed to put yourself into, but you don't know if you're in the lines or you're not in the lines. And my husband's worst is he hates, he has season tickets to the Chiefs, and they have no freaking lines. Do you know I have enough money to do that? Like the movie theaters, the grocery stores, the churches. Nobody has lines anymore.
All right, Pam, we got you in. And by the way, that was perfect. That was right at 30 seconds. Celebrating birthdays today, Nicole Kidman is 58. John Goodman is 73. Lionel Richie is 76.
The only birthday we care about is Jaws. Happy 50th.
And Jaws is turning 50 today. Special, is it on NBC? Yes. Is that what you said? NBC yeah. Tonight. And Michael Anthony, the bassist from Van Halen, is 71.
Happy summer.
Yeah, summer starts tonight at 9:42. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot. 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during phase one, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.